Doug Longjati is the primary force behind making the Nick Guy Private Eye website a reality. He's the one who puts everything together and makes everything function as it should. He has also become a regular part of our cast, providing voices for a host of characters. Well, I had the chance recently to sit down with Doug and ask him some questions about his involvement with this ministry. So, Doug, how did you come to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series?
Well, I first became associated with Nick Guy by doing the website work for the program. Then one day I mentioned that I would like to try being a character voice if the opportunity arose. The opportunity came up, I did it a voice, and I must have done okay because I've done a few voices since.
And what was it that drew you to becoming a part of this ministry?
I enjoy radio shows, old shows, current shows. I like the radio part of media. I also like the idea of being part of something that brings the gospel to others, especially kids, and builds on a relationship with Jesus.
Well, along with supplying the voices to some of the characters who appear in the Nick Guy series, you have also designed and developed as well as maintained the website. What is your background in web design?
Well, I took the Express course at Lakeland Community College, and after 10 years, earned my associate's degree in internet programming. During that time, I created DDZine, web design, and that's named after my wife, Dee, and me, Doug, for the DD part of the DDZine. I developed a small clientele, mainly of small businesses, to help them gain a web presence for a reasonable cost. And as with any technology, I've had to continue to learn as I go and feel I have a service that can help people and mainly small businesses.
Have you ever done any acting prior to working on Nick Guy?
Well, I really have no talent in the arts. However, I like storytelling and dabble a little bit in writing. I believe I'm a good storyteller, and as a leader as one of the kids groups, I've had success with that. But I have never done any acting prior to Nick Guy.
And what sort of things do you do to prepare for a role?
Well, once I have the idea of the character, I try to find something that matches. Radio character, TV character, animal voice, things like that. Then I practice phrases and lines into a recorder and listen back. Once I have the voice and the feel so I can repeat it, I'm ready to record.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and culture?
Any media that spreads the gospel has value. It is a testimony with a story. While spreading the gospel is not predicated on entertaining people, I don't feel it is a problem adding that element of entertainment to hold one's attention. Jesus used stories to explain his points while he walked the earth. In this day and age, where many churches leave out the gospel and many kids don't even go to church, Nick Guy is a way that they can hear the message that they may not have heard otherwise. I think it's a great way to spread the word in this day and culture.